And Jesus says to them, blessed are you because seeing you believe. But blessed are those who without seeing still believe.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment. But first, we want to say thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
Seeing is believing. A maxim we're all used to, and we understand it. We trust our senses, and when we see something, it pushes us into this place of, it must be real. I see it. It must be true. I see it. Of course, your senses can be deceived, and we have all at least thought we've seen things that weren't so. But by and large, we understand what is meant when it is said, seeing is believing. Now, in the passage that Paul read for us this morning, just before those verses that Paul read, at the end of the time that Jesus is spending in person with his disciples, before he ascends back to the Father, he is addressing the fact that he has had to show them so much. They have had to see him in person, and they have had to study his wounds in his hands and in his side with their sight and with their fingers, their sense of touch. They have had to see him eat and eat food prepared by him. They have had to see so many things to push them into this place of believing that he has actually risen from the dead. That something happened at all, that he's not just a ghost, whatever else, but that he has physically risen from the dead. And Jesus says to them, blessed are you because seeing you believe. But blessed are those who without seeing still believe. Because not everybody got an up close personal face to face encounter with the risen Lord even then. And I believe that without doing any violence to the thought of Jesus, we can extend that. Blessed are those to come who will not see, but still believe, because we also have not been privileged in these generations that followed to walk with the Lord in the physical way that those first disciples did, to see his face, to know the touch of his hand. We lack that experience until the day comes. But blessed are those who without seeing believe. Now, seeing is believing, but there's another thing that's going on, I believe, in the experience of the apostles here. Something else we're familiar with. These words, I should have known. And most of us have been there, standing at the realization at the end of a train of circumstances and saying, I should have known. Sometimes it's just physics. After the board has jumped up off the sawhorse and smacked you in the face and your nose is bleeding, you can look back at the mousetrap steps and say, you know, anybody with any sense would have known that was going to happen. And sometimes it's some other really good thing, that a big blessing that occurs, but you or I were not fully prepared to partake of it. And in hindsight, we can see the big chain of circumstances that lead to this moment, and we can think to ourselves, I should have known. so that I could be prepared to be fully immersed in this blessing. Or some bad thing happened, some negative thing, and we would like to have protected ourselves. And again, looking backward, we can see so clearly the chain of circumstances that led to this moment of damage. And we'd like not to have been damaged. And we think to ourselves, I should have known. Now, just as a matter of testimony, how many of you have been there with me? Should have known. Should have known. This also is going on with the disciples at this moment. Yes, he was dead. Yes, it was horrible. Yes, it was obvious that he was dead. These things were true. But had he not healed the leper, the blind, the lame, the deaf, and the paralytic? Had he not? Amen? Had he not multiplied food for the huge crowds? Had he not? Amen? Had he not walked on water, calmed the storm with a word? Amen? Had he not changed water to wine? Had he not done all these amazing things? Had he not, just a couple of weeks before this moment that the disciples are in, had he not, just a few miles from where they are standing now, raised Lazarus from the dead? Yes, amen, he had. And had he not, in the midst of all that, told them clearly that he was going to be killed, how, where, when, and why? And had he not said to them that after he was killed, he would be raised from the dead in 3 days? This man, who had walked on water, had mastery over the forces of nature, could provide endless bounty, had healing in his hands, and had even raised the dead in their sight in the very recent past, had told them that he would be killed and would raise from the dead in 3 days. And you come to this point where you understand what's going on in their heads about this seeing and not seeing. I should have known. I should have spent those 3 days in vibrant anticipation that the man who had all this power had told me he was going to raise from the dead. I should have been prepared for it. I shouldn't have been doubting. I shouldn't have been despondent. And I shouldn't have needed all this extra convincing. The circumstances leading to this moment are so plain. I should have known. And then John says those words that Paul read for us. And Jesus did many other things that I haven't taken the time to write here. Many other things. Big miraculous things. Lots of things. Let's pause there for a moment. What are these other things that Jesus did? If you were to read Matthew 11:21 or Luke 10:17, you would find these familiar words where the people of Chorazin and Bethsaida come under criticism because if the miracles that Jesus had done there in Chorazin and Bethsaida, if the mighty and noteworthy miracles that Jesus had done right there in Chorazin and Bethsaida had been done in those centers of wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah, those people would have long ago repented in sackcloth and ashes, but you, people of Chorazin and Bethsaida, have seen Jesus' best work, and you stubbornly refuse to repent where even the people of Sodom and Gomorrah would have been persuaded. Now, I know you can't answer me so that I can hear you from your car, but if anybody is bold enough to get out and walk in the rain up to the microphone, I'd like somebody to tell me one miracle that they know that Jesus did in Chorazin or Bethsaida. The fact is, you can't, because the Gospels do not record a single one of the things that Jesus did in those cities, and yet the disciples knew that He had done great and noteworthy miracles there. He had done many other things besides those that John has acquainted us with, and not only miracles. Jesus had fulfilled the prophecy of the Old Covenant with exacting detail. Now, there's some disagreement about the number, but very little disagreement about the fact that Jesus fulfilled these prophecies. Some people count the list differently, depending on what you think is a prophecy and what is not. But it is generally agreed that Jesus fulfilled with precision at least 100 Old Testament prophecies, from the details and location of His birth to His hometown to the manner of His ministry to the time and place and way of His death and His resurrection from the dead and a lot of other things in between. Jesus fulfilled prophecy showing that He was fulfilling the plans of God. And Jesus taught with unparalleled wisdom, recognized even by His enemies who were so often confounded by that wisdom, as an evidence of who He was. And I'd just like to know, again, as a matter of testimony, how many people here, all these centuries later, are still guided, faithful and true to blessing by the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And there is also this, that He was the sinner's friend, that He reached out to the thief and the liar, the prostitute, the adulterer, the adulteress, to all those who had fallen from grace, and sought to restore them in compassion, revealing the very heart of God. Jesus did so many other things. As John comes in the next chapter to the end of his gospel, he revisits this theme and he says in chapter 21, Jesus said and did so many things that I suppose the world could not contain the books if we tried to write down everything, every wonderful thing that he said and did. So many other things. And why did he do them? John says he did them so that we might believe. So that we might believe what? John says, so that we might believe that He is the Christ, the Son of God. And I will tell you that Jesus continues to do things right up to this very present moment. The Bible itself is a miracle of profound proportions. And you know the little poetic verse about not all the armies that ever marched, not all the books that ever were written, not all the leaders who ever have served have ever done as much for this world, this nation, this society as Jesus Christ has done, as He continues to do. And why does He do these things? So that we might believe. So that we might believe what? So that we might believe that He is the Christ, the Son of God. How tragic. How unnecessarily tragic. How futile and tragic should we come to the day of judgment looking back at the train of circumstances that lead to this moment and have to say, I should have known. It was all laid out for me. It was also very clear. All the things that Jesus did so that I might believe, I should have known, but somehow I missed it. And now, it is too late. I will only tell you that for me, Jesus has done plenty enough and more than enough so that I am persuaded that He is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.